That would be just the proper time. Because in those days, there were so many people, many First Native people, like our people, great-grandfathers, wanted to have work with the Hudson Bay Company. They were called, I think, in the historian's name, is a middle people, a middleman, or sometimes what they call, there's a name for those people. They were half-breeds, some of them. And some Native people who really worked for the Hudson Bay Company, they used to keep the Hudson Bay Company managers around the outpost areas. They were called in the York Factory home guards. So it wasn't that year that they developed those things, 17-something. Okay, now we have done with this, the first Pinesis. And then the next in line that we have is Abraham Hunter. We have today, I could put myself in a category of, let's say, my age group is Mike Hunter Jr. So to begin from there, he has a son now, but son is only, the oldest son will be about 40. So we use Mike Hunter as the last generation in this, the generation from which we start counting backwards. So his father now is still living, and he is about, he would be about 73 years old. Mike Hunter Jr., his father is Toby Hunter. He's 73 years old. And then Toby Hunter's father was Abraham, who died in 1956. And he was born in 1884. So he was about 73 years old also. And Abraham Hunter was known then by 1946-47. And his father was known to be, we don't know his name. Nobody seemed to remember his name. But he was known only as the Grand White Man, Strumsigorsky. That's all he was known. But he does have a name that I don't know, and I forget myself. I never heard it. And he would have been born somewhere around 1800 or so. Probably 1875. No, he would have been born 1800, thereabouts. But his father, we don't know. And then the next person we could use today, a person who lived in the community of Piwanuk, a lady who was about 59 or 60 years old. And her father was named Xavier Patrick. He died in 1951, and he was 1883. And his father was, Xavier Patrick was